Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet. I tell you, I am so excited about the interview this week. I was, as a friend of mine likes to say, I was minding my own business at church and trying to worship God, and a woman walks up to my wife and shoves a book in her hand and says, I think you should read this. And service was over. We got home. And so my wife didn't even look at the book. I take a look at it, and I started reading it, and I didn't want to put the book down because for the first time, I mean, there are many people that are saying this is the moment that God is having such mercy on planet Earth. This is the moment to draw close to God. This is the moment to hunger for God. This is the moment for intimacy. This is the moment to press into God. And all of these words, with most people, it's just words meaning, okay, somehow they've managed to have this breakthrough. But I don't know what they're saying. I don't know how I can get that breakthrough for myself. And this is the first book that I have seen that is actually a practical guide for a breakthrough, not just for the superstars, because we're in a new period in history in which the superstar will function, and that is the Messiah, the one new man, the body of Messiah. And that means that just as in the first church, the least Christian walked in signs and miracles and heard God. I mean, what we have in what is called 21st century American Christianity is not remotely close to what I read in the Bible. But I found a tool for you, and I have the author on the telephone. His name is Gary Oates. He was raised Southern Baptist. He was on the staff of Campus Crusade, got filled with the Spirit, has been an independent charismatic church pastor, and now is traveling the nations. And when I have to tell you, Gary, when I read your book, my first thought was, is this authentic? And then I looked at the back page of the book, and I saw a bunch of my friends that tell me they were eyewitnesses to what God's been doing with you. People like Randy Clark, who's probably seen more miracles per square inch than any human I know. This is what he says about your book. This is one of the most exciting books I've read in a long time. I can verify this story. I am a witness to what Gary has written and more. And then perhaps my favorite person to interview, Heidi Baker. I mean, this is a woman that that feeds orphans supernaturally in Africa and moves in all the gifts of the Spirit and just has such childlike faith. She says, I could not put this amazing book down. I laughed and cried as the Holy Spirit touched me through these anointed stories. If you want a deeper life in the Holy Spirit, this book is for you. Now, Gary, you were a charismatic Christian coming from a very evangelical, fundamental type of a background, you were doing what a charismatic Christian does, but there was one moment, according to your book, that required a step of obedience that opened up a brand new door of intimacy with God. Tell me about that.
Well, in June of 2002, we were ministering in Brazil. In the church, the worship was incredible. The presence of God was so strong in the room, and God spoke to me, and he said, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. My first reaction was, well, I don't want to do that. It was a dirty, dusty concrete floor, and I had on clean socks. And so I resisted. And a couple of moments later, God spoke again, and he said, take your shoes off. And I realized, this is God. I better do this. And I reached down, and I took my shoes off quickly. And thank God I did, because I believe that what followed would not have happened had I not taken my shoes off.
Let me interject something. I have talked to people that have had distinct impressions while sitting in a church here in America where the floors are good enough to eat off of, run around the church. And their thought was, oh, everyone will look at me. No one else is doing it. I'm not going to do that. Could you put that almost in the same classification?
Well, yes, in a way, because oftentimes, you know, God is speaking to us. We're wanting to go to the next level. We're wanting to experience more of Him, but yet we're not willing to do the simple things that He asks of us. And when we respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, God can then entrust us with more when we're faithful in the small things.
Okay, so you got your feet dirty. You respected God by honoring His word. What happened?
Well, I continued worshiping the Lord, and I opened my eyes, and I looked up on the platform as there were some dancers up there during the worship time. And God opened my eyes to see angels, three angels, dancing around two of the dancers.
Now, were these like bright lights, or were they really visible beings?
Well, I saw them as transparent. I saw them, they were dressed in white. They were white flowing robes. And I didn't see them just like I would see a person, but I could see through them. And they were dancing around these other dancers. And individual dancers over to the side, each one of them had a large angel that was arched over them. And everywhere the dancer went, the angel would move with them. And I was amazed at what I was seeing.
Had you ever seen anything like this before?
No, nothing. Nothing like this.
But had you not taken, and this is so important, Mishpacha, had Gary not taken that step, and I guess the operative word, Gary, is obedience.
Yes.
Had he not been obedient to the little inconsequential, I mean, it sounds inconsequential to me, Gary.
Yes.
Taking my shoes off in a dirty room, I don't want to do it, but it's, so what? What difference does it make? But for some reason, it was your little step to cause God to, I guess this might be called the gift of discernment, where you could see in the invisible realm.
Yes, well, my prayer had been before I went to Brazil to minister that God would open my eyes, that I would begin to see things from His perspective, not just my own, and that He would open my eyes to see the ministry of angels.
Well, what were these? Why were these angels dancing with the human dancers that were worshiping God? What was going on, in your opinion?
Well, I believe that the dancers were cooperating with what's happening in heaven. And the angels manifested themselves around the dancers because we were worshiping God. It was a moment of worship. And, of course, the angels are worshipers of God. And so I saw both what was happening in heaven, the angels dancing before the Lord, but also in the natural on the earth of the dancers dancing before the Lord.
What happened next?
Well, I looked up, and above the platform was full of worshiping angels. They were playing instruments, dancing. They were singing. It was the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. And I began to thank God for all that He was doing. I raised my hands to the Lord. Tears were just beginning to come down my cheeks. And I said, God, I just want more of You. I want more of You. And right then, I felt myself getting bigger and taller. And it was like I grew to like 15 feet tall, and I was looking down over everyone else worshiping, and I was awed by what was happening. And then I started going up. Now, actually, my spirit was leaving my body. My body was on the floor, but my spirit was leaving my body and went up into the top of the tent. Now, this church met in a large tent that seated 3,000 people. And from that perspective, I was looking down over the people worshiping God. And to be honest with you, it was like fear began to grip me, and I started resisting what God was doing.
I have heard other men of God say that, and others listening to you right now saying, why would He do that? But put yourself in such a unique situation and find out. It's not so simple, is it, Gary?
No, especially when you've never been there before, when you've never experienced that. It's a whole new realm of the Spirit. And so because of I was resisting, I started coming back down. And I thought, no, I messed up. And I began to cry out, God, forgive me, forgive me. Up is better, up is better. And right when I said that, I started going back up again, this time really fast, and just like Superman, went right through the top of the tent, way up into the sky. And I was looking down over the city. I could see the top of the tent. It was glowing with the glory of God. And God gave me Zoom vision. It was like a hole opened up in the top of the tent. I could see right down into the tent with people worshiping God. And I want to tell you, the sensation that I felt is very difficult to describe because I was not limited to a physical body. It was like nothing was impossible. There were no limitations on me. Again, fear gripped me. It was a fear of the unknown. It was a fear of the supernatural. Because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that likes to have everything in a box. You know, I like to have all my ducks in a row. And I was way out of my box. I was way out of my comfort zone. And again, I started resisting what God was wanting to do. I started coming back down. I realized right then that I was the problem. I was the one that put the ceiling on how far I went with God. I honestly believe that God would have taken me all the way to the throne room had I not resisted. And as I started back down, I was just, again, I was just crying out to God, oh, God, forgive me, forgive me. I know I've messed up again. And I came all the way back down just inside the tent. And I raised my hands to the Lord. It was like it was my spiritual arms. It was like they went a mile up into the sky. And I was looking up, and as I was looking up, I saw Jesus coming down. He was wearing a robe. The presence. The
Was he transparent like the angels?
No, I didn't see him as transparent. I saw him as just as I would see a person, just as I would look at you. And he had his hands extended outward toward me. And he came all the way down and he took my hands and he held my hands real tight as if to say, I'm not going to let you go. And I was overcome.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We'll pick up right here in tomorrow's broadcast, Mishpocha. But I am going to have Gary pray sometime this week a prayer of impartation that you would move in this realm. I believe that this is what you've been asking God for, a how-to you will do. For a donation of $20, the book Open My Eyes, Lord.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.